5:30, Tuesday, April 11th, 2017, calling the monthly meeting of the Board of Fire Commissioners to Duett Fire District to order. First agenda item is public comment. Do we have public comment? Cindy? Right, without Amy here, is anyone recording? We'll trust the public recording system.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. When looking at the last monthly appropriation report, I've noticed that there's been no line items of any bills received from the attorney that is working with you in contract negotiations, and I was wondering where we stand to date of how much we have spent on those contract negotiations.
I can respond in part. I don't have the folder with me. We have received a couple of invoices. Some money has been paid. We can get that information. I do not. We submitted them, and as far as I know, they were paid. So I don't know why it wouldn't show up.
Chief Olson, I'm wondering if that was a appropriation for $25,000 in negotiation. So I think that's not a line item. That's an appropriation. So I'm not sure. I see Ms. Gardner shaking her head, so I'm not sure about that. She probably knows more than me about this. So we'll see what happens.
We'll check into it.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. Any other public comment?
Good evening. Phil Mack, American Duett Fire, Vice President of the local. I have two issues. One, I'd like to thank Doug Williamson and Pete Emerson, the Duett Federated Church reached out to us. They were in some heat of some hams for Easter dinners. So the union voted the money, and those two gentlemen went out and got all the stuff they needed, dropped it off, and I believe it was delivered on Sunday. So I just want to say thanks to those two guys. And also a thank you to Mr. Hadley. I don't know if I'll make next month's meeting, but the union appreciates all your time, work, time away from your family to be a fire commissioner. So thank you very much for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is review and approval of previous meeting minutes. We have the minutes for Tuesday, March 14th meeting. I've already reviewed them myself. If you had a chance to examine them. Any problems?
No problem. No, fine.
Move that we approve the minutes as presented. Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Conley.
Aye.
Pisano?
Yeah,
unanimous. Chief, I have a signed copy for you. Next item is the Chief's report.
Good evening, Fire Commissioners. This is Chief Olson, your Fire Chief. I think on the last agenda, or actually a public request was made to my office from Ms. Gardner about actually looking for the paperwork that I gave you folks for the incidences. I have that in hand. If you will, I could hand it to Ms. Gardner.
Certainly.
And I believe the other comment was about the appropriation. I don't know if it was about the appropriation. I think it was. We didn't have the appropriation for January, which we thought we did. It was for February. So there was no appropriation for January because the Treasurer's Department was in. This was also a request by Ms. Gardner. The Treasurer was looking to change from Northern Data to someone else. So they don't have an appropriation sheet. So those are the two comments that I have for the public comment.
What would you like to
And to clarify that, I think there was one made after that fact. So they didn't have one when she requested it. Mm-hmm. Just a clarification, a point of clarification. Okay, so we have next on the agenda, we have the monthly activities. You see the monthly activities in front of you as printed from Image Trend. That's the 7 pages, I think it is.
10.
That's the 10 pages, excuse me, 10 pages. 10 pages. As you can see, there were 34 instances for these. These are all EMS runs. We do have a fire report, too, as well, and that was roughly 36 instances with a total of approximately 75 instances for the month of March. So that was a combination. As you can see, the report really goes, it really runs by city. It's really self-explanatory. There's quite a bit of information here. The percentages, where they the calls are from, what kind of calls we have, how long it takes us to reach call, and it brings out the call of the week, where we have most of the calls of the week, runs by symptoms, if you will, from breathing problems, etc. So it really dissects all of our runs. So it's a real nice way of doing business. We did send that to Charlie, our clerk, last year's report to Charlie, so he can put that in the annual report for him. So, and again, that's mostly EMS runs, but we started doing fire runs in January. So the new coming chief will have the ability to print the EMS runs and the fire runs when he comes in or she comes in.
Good.
Yeah, chief, a lot more clarification. Were there any fire runs?
Yes. There was a total of 12 with 265, one with 263.
What page are you on, chief?
Nope, this is it's a separate NIFRS report that you have to print out. So I can furnish that to you.
Right. Okay, so that's where you got the 75.
Exactly. I just didn't want to confuse you folks with that because it wouldn't let me run the report separately. If you look at it, they actually placed them together. And I was trying to dissect it, so one would be just fire and one would be EMS, and it just doesn't do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have any explanation on who unknown is yet?
No, we do not have we have no explanation on who unknown is.
I expect before you leave, we have an understanding.
To finding out who unknown is. Yeah, right, exactly. Isn't that, I know. It's giggle in, giggle out, as we know, as you probably know very well about that. Okay, so our budget, the ComStar report is the next thing on the agenda. And as you can see, that actually this is for actually February. I haven't received anything in March yet, as of right now. So as soon as I receive it, I'll send it to you folks via email. But I have not seen it. They have not furnished me a copy of what's happening with the ComStar tracking for ambulance reports. Mm-hmm. So as you can see here, this is actually from January 1st of 2016 all the way to February 2nd, 2017. And again, there's your numbers. And I do recall, Commissioner, that you were going to contact ComStar and see if we can get some more information on how they do the business.
Yes, I wanted to bring that up in this light. As you can see in the February, we had not received payment for any of the charges for February runs. So the percentages of collection is showing at 75.5. lower than it usually runs, but still. I've been in contact with ComStar. They use a selected collection agency. You have in your folders the sample contract. This agency is vetted by ComStar for appropriateness. Their rate is a third of what's collected. We would have the capacity within this to exercise discretion if we have people in the district who are unable to afford the copay or the unpaid balance. But I would ask both commissioners to review that contract for consideration.
It's in their files.
And, right, it's in your files, and we should bring up at the next meeting, if you have a chance to look through it, whether or not you think this is a direction that we could go to try to improve the collection rate on this.
So it looks like they get engaged after net 45, after 45 days?
Yes.
Do we have any other towns in the vicinity using this particular system, the collection agency?
Comstar listed, and I don't have my copy in front of me, they did list, but that's something that I wanted to first get a feel on, whether or not you thought this is a direction that we should pursue now that you see what a sample is.
Sure.
And then I can't find my copy.
Okay.
but what I was proposing is that if you thought it was a good idea, that we would then go to Comstar. I have notes on mine. That's what I was looking for, because I listed a couple of places that use it, that I wanted to reach out to them.
Okay.
And get firsthand feedback about what their experience has been with it.
Not from the other departments, you're saying, not from Comstar itself.
Correct, from other districts that have contracted with them.
Okay. Thank you.
So we'll carry that over to the next meeting to pursue. Back to you, Chief.
Okay, so the next part of the meeting is the budget, and you have that furnished in front of you. I believe Tony has also sent you that too as well. If she hasn't, we can always ask her to do so. But that's your expenditure ledger, and it goes from every department we have, from the Defense Committee to the Fire Department to the Water Department. And for the Water Department, again, some items that are burdened, or that are over, and that would be, you know, a full-time injury. We are over 377% on that. 548% is overtime, full-time, and that's for that open shift that we've been carrying. And the grounds, maintenance and grounds, we have been trying to get that up to par, and with a couple of storms, we had to fix a couple of things, so that's at 110% expenditure. We did complete the 9/11 dispatch, so that's just what we are on contract with COM, so that's there, and that's not going to change. And the ambulance billing is up slightly, about 7% higher than usual on that. Other than that, that's it.
Is that a contracted increase?
The billing?
Yeah.
It is. That is, yes. That is with Comstar, yes. Mm-hmm. And and also we are doing more calls too, so we're utilizing them a little more. Okay.
So, Chief, line item 5150, I guess it is. Salary, wages, other FT?
Yes.
584% of that?
Yes.
You may have mentioned, I don't think you mentioned this one. What is this one?
That was the open shift.
That was the open shift.
Yeah, that was the open shift that we've been carrying ever since we had one of our lieutenant, retire.
Right, okay. And the 377 was the holiday, was that?
That was line of duty.
That was line of duty, so yep. All related, right?
Yes.
I got you. I caught the first one, I didn't catch the second one. Thank you.
Okay. So the next line item on there is the fire chief search.
Right, I have a report on that, but I'm still looking at something here. On 5310, legal services. Shows $12,168, but this goes back through July 1, and I'm trying to remember if we had already...
We've used some of those legal services for open meeting law violations that have been brought up by some district members, so that's what we use the legal services for, to make sure that we are following what we need to follow. So some of that has been used for that and for other reasons.
That's what I was curious about. Okay. Next, fire chief search. We have closed applications. We received a total of 17 completed applications. There were 12 from in the state of Massachusetts, five others from as far away as New Mexico and Virginia. After preliminary screening, we have reduced the let me get this in proper order. After screening all their submitted paperwork, the number was reduced to 9, and preliminary screenings are continuing. We anticipate inviting 5 or 6 of those candidates to the live assessment. That is scheduled for May 11th.
Correct.
It will be an all-day assessment process for those candidates. And the commissioners are invited to meet the candidates at a luncheon that will be held that day. That's May 11th, a Thursday, at the
Resort and Conference Center.
Resort and Conference Center in Hyannis.
The Rotary.
We are also going to issue an invitation to the chair of the Prudential Committee, and I have a draft of an invitation to the union to send a representative also. I have also a draft of an invitation to citizen representative that I've chosen, Brenda Naylor, because of her background and experience with the service. So I hope all of you can make that luncheon meeting. It'll be an opportunity to meet these 5 finalists. And I wanted to let you know they will still be in active assessment during the lunch. So the luncheon and the meet and greet will be woven into their live assessment procedures. In line with this, at the end of that day, we will get final scoring for the 5 or 6 candidates that go through this stage of assessment. And, excuse me, since I will not be available for our regular May meeting on the 9th, I am proposing to move that meeting to the day after this assessment process, Friday the 12th, where we can convene and look over all the final scoring for these candidates. Do you have any questions, either of you?
So the assessment period is all day?
Yes.
So the company we hired is coming in and running some?
From 7 in the morning till 5 or 6 at night, they will be in active assessment.
And who from the district will be sitting in on those? Any?
I will.
You will?
And the chief possibly will sit in on some of it. They have a team of 4 former chiefs.
Okay.
Who conduct the actual assessment exercises.
Is there an option for anybody else on the board to sit in on that?
I can ask if you'd like to sit in.
Let them know. Yeah, if you would ask that.
Sure.
If it's a possibility.
I'm sure it probably would be.
Okay.
Tom, do you have any interest?
Yes.
Okay, I'll ask for all of us.
Okay, and then the next day, the intent of that meeting would be to discuss the results?
Yes, it would be our regular May meeting, which I had to move anyhow because I won't be back in time for the Tuesday, but I thought if we do it the next day, we'll have all the data, we'll have already met them, so we can have the regular meeting plus an initial discussion of the impressions and their formal grading.
Okay, is there any intent to have a vote at that meeting?
You know, frankly, I haven't made up my mind. If if the results are overwhelmingly in favor, I suppose we could, but I would think probably we would want the opportunity to discuss the results and review them, and we can call a special meeting for the next week if we want to try to get this, get an offer out ahead of the annual district meeting.
No, I absolutely agree the offer needs to go out, but I probably would want to sit down with those, the final three, and have a conversation with them. I think the numbers are important, but numbers not everything in life, so I want to have a chance to have a conversation one-on-one with them.
But I think one of the most useful times will be at the end of the day to get to meet with the assessment team as they enter into their assessment matrix, their grading, and their thoughts about the candidates and their performance.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who is that?
From Mac America to a fire. Are the people you're inviting to the luncheon able to sit on when you get the four or five candidates, or is it just going to be the board?
The luncheon invitation will include the three members of the board,
yep,
representative of Prudential, representative of the union, and a representative of the citizens at large.
Yeah, will they be part of the final decision, or they're just there for the luncheon?
They're there for the luncheon. I am going to, as part of the invitation, invite all the attendees to submit feedback, comments, impressions, either verbally afterwards with me or any of the commissioners, and or in writing.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Would it be appropriate to have those people at the meeting the next night, invite them at least to the meeting the next night to have that conversation, or is that not a public conversation?
I would think it's a public conversation, and it'll be our open regular meeting, so
that's
all
what I was wondering.
Be welcome to attend.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you. Apparatus is the next on the agenda. 263, as you know, is still out of service. It is being worked on. Lieutenant McNamara is working with our team, our mechanic, and he's taken one gate valve off to review it and look at it, and he's rebuilding it. So he's hoping that there isn't many others. So and that was from the freeze-up. So, yes. And I did ask that question to Minuteman, and it's in their disclosure that it's if it freezes, it's on you. So I got it in writing. So I was like, wow, okay. So this must have happened before. And I asked my mechanic, and they said that has happened many times. They tried, and he works with Dennis Fire. They tried to do the same thing we are trying to do, is recoup some of that money, and they had failed as well because it's right in all of their paperwork.
So do we have any estimate on cost yet, Chief?
I do not have an estimate on the cost. He said he will keep it at a minimal. I appreciated that very much.
That
so, and hopefully that will be fixed within the month. We have a $300 deductible on the insurance for the vehicles, so I'm sure we're going to go beyond that $300. So we could ask for an appraisal, and then see, you know, but I don't know what the money is, you know, is going to be. So, but certainly we could do that. Certainly, yeah, I like that. Yeah,
good question.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Everything else?
I would want to reserve decision on that. Until after we find out ballpark of what it's going to be, because you start making small claims, it's going to just kick back on our rates the next year.
Okay.
But beyond a certain point, we can bite that bullet and
sure.
just let them cover it. But
VFIS has been fantastic. They're easy to really work with, so we certainly will look into that, definitely. All the other apparatuses are working well. 266 should be coming out of storage soon, which is brings us to another issue. Firefighters have addressed some concerns with this boat, 266. They, as well as myself, would like to see this, in the water. And so the concerns are, do we if we can't put it on the dock, like it hasn't been in the past, then do we need to rethink what we have? And or what does the district feel about the boat? Having it in the water, having it out of the water. We do know that it's not an emergent use if it's not in the water. Being on the mooring is nice, but it's still going to get time to go get it from the mooring. So when we had the private dock, that was great. We were hoping to get that again this year. We're still working with some people to hopefully, Jessica Garcetti is still working with us to hopefully we can get a dock. But I want to bring it up to the board again and how you feel about what you want to do with this boat. As your fire chief, I would like to see that in the water. But, you know, if you don't think that the district is in warrant of a boat in the water, then maybe we really need to rethink on how we do business and maybe readjust our boat into a smaller boat like we had before, like a whaler that we can launch at any time. Even though that's not emergent, but at least we can launch the boat at any time in our own space, in our own area. So I'm going to defer to the commissioners on this because I told my firefighters I would bring this up, and I think it's important to talk about. So I'll just leave that to you folks.
Thanks, Chief. I agree that we're not getting very much value out of the equipment if it's not in the water and immediately available. And even out on the mooring, the delay time is putting a low ceiling on its practical usage. I do understand, I believe, from our conversation about this last year, that the Harbor Master's office has said in no uncertain terms that we can't have it on the town dock.
The Waterways Committee, right. Now, I approached the Waterways Committee in the beginning, and it looked like it was going to go through, and then someone spoke, and that person had a lot of clout at that time and had made some points, and the Waterways tabled it. And they said, come back at another time. And we just haven't revisited that. I guess it has been an issue in the past. So that's why I bring it to your attention.
Mm-hmm. But Jessica is pursuing interested citizens with dock footage that we might be able to.
Yes. I haven't heard anything yet from Jessica about a yes or a no, but every year we have a conversation about this with her, and every year she's very optimistic, and something happens that doesn't happen, but we appreciate all the effort that she gives us on that. We're hoping that it comes to fruition soon. The boat's going to be ready soon, so we would like to start training with it is what we'd like to start doing. So.
Yeah, Chief, when we had the use of the private dock, how many times was the boat used in the season?
I would say, not counting training opportunities, because that is an everyday occurrence. We could, or at least weekly occurrence, not every day necessarily. But for an actual instance, we had one save in the water with the boat. So that right there says it all. But we've approximately 12 instances a year, season. We had the same issue in Barnstable, where there's a nice harbor too. But once we put the boat on the dock, it was amazing on how much more we got calls because they realized that it was there and readily and usable. Right now, they call other boaters because they don't know we're there because we don't have it, in the water or it's on a mooring or something like that. So I think if it's in the water, it's more visible, and you will see an increase in that. We saw an increase in ours. I'm just amazed that we don't get many more calls because there's quite a lot of boaters out there. So I would say 12 plus instances we had last year with that, with one save that I know I was on. So on that boat at that time.
Does the smaller boat get a lot of use?
Yes. That smaller boat actually goes in the inner harbor as well as all the ponds. So, yes, it does. It gets run, at least two or three times a month. Yep. It gets run every week, but every two or three times in the water.
Chief, you referenced a smaller whaler.
Yes.
That's easier to launch?
Yes.
We're still launching it at the regular launch, right?
That's correct.
But it's just smaller, easier to maneuver.
Yes. Right now, if it's a low tide, we really have to bury our truck because it's such a flat launch. It's not dug out. So we have to really bury our truck into the water, and that's a practice we really don't want to do because it really ruins our truck, and we need that truck. And so it makes it very difficult for us. So when we do train on it and we do have it, we usually go to Princess Cove to launch it or into Mashpee to launch it. Sometimes when there is an incident in Mashpee, we'll just travel to Mashpee with it instead of using it on the water, and then when we get to Mashpee, use it on the water. But it's very frustrating to have such a nice craft that we can't utilize it to its potential. It's a nice tool to have. And I think for public safety-wise, I was asked this question, and the Waterways Committee, they said, Chief, do you think this is a public safety issue? I said, absolutely. One life. That's all it takes for us, at least, to make it a public safety issue. It is. And so we did have one save. So
Chief, what was the issue with the Waterways Commission or whatever that said that the boat couldn't be on the dock?
It was to do with history in the 60s and earlier that it was designed to only be a dock for dinghies that we have here. There was an agreement between the homeowners on either end of it that allowed this dock to be built at that time. And that's what was said to me at that time, that it was only allowed to have dinghies on that dock. And I offered to have the association pay for, and I was probably stepping out of bounds, but have the association pay for an extension on the dock, and you could have more dinghies, just let us have one side of it. They tabled it. So it's been an issue here in the past, prior to me being here, you know, and I didn't realize that. And when I went to the Waterways Committee, that was an eye opener. So it was an eye opener for me.
It doesn't seem logical to me that we have a boat or we have a dock. Mm-hmm. And the boat is an emergency vehicle, I guess, and we don't have another dock. That makes no sense to me at all.
So there's, yeah.
Chief, how much does that boat draw?
About 3.5. 2 feet? 2 foot? A foot? 3 foot? We have it at the limit at 1.5, I think, right now. 1.5 feet is, yeah. Alarm go off.
We've
right.
Only got so many slots on that dock.
Oh, sure.
Well, what I'm wondering about,
you know, we've got 200 people or more that are using the dock coming and going all the time. Mm-hmm. And that boat's going to be sitting there day after day after day, you know, other than going out for a car.
Well,
not run, but
well, I guess it is. There's pluses and minuses, everything. You know, we have two fire trucks now that get used once a month, maybe, right, for a real fire versus an emergency ambulance run. Yet those two fire trucks are extremely important to the village, and they sit in the garage or they sit in the station until they're needed. So to me, it's no different than having those fire trucks there, which are needed, than having the boat on the dock. But that's just my thought.
I'm curious on the south side, the inner floating dock on the south side. If that was if the district could afford to provide a T-end on that, where the outside of the T would be for the boat, and the inside arms could provide a few additional dinghy spaces.
Well, the thing is, you're talking about going off to the east. You're going to be able to pay any rights, and that's going to be you.
Well, I was actually thinking of on the other side, so there wasn't any.
He knows where he is.
The other side, you've got riprap there, you know.
Well, that's why I was curious about the draw. There is, there's probably, 4 feet at real low tide clearance going in
for that private dock there, if we could get the harbor master to agree, and if the district would fund a T-hat on that inside end, the boat would be lined up with the end of that.
You have to draw something up, and I don't really keep up.
Well, you've got.
So the same side of the shuttle coming down?
No, the other side. The launch sits in here, right? And the dock. So the dock, and we have the launch here. And so I was thinking not to interfere with the launch side, but over here, if on this arm we had a T, that the boat could be out here, and we'd pick up a few additional dinghy spaces for people there, as because the riprap doesn't start until in here.
You know, you've got moorings all in through here, and you're going to start moving people mooring. You're going to have one hell of a row.
Well, if I may, I guess the best approach, if we wanted to do this or discuss this, and probably this is not the avenue, is go to the Waterways Committee with just that diagram, something similar to that, and saying we have the funding to do this. Be it the association, I'm sure would help out with this because they ended up buying the boat. I'm sure they would help out on this. We could add more dinghy space for people that have them all over the beach. They can get them off the beach and put them on in the water. You know, if we brought that up to the Waterways Committee and with that intention of saying, hey, look, this is something. The permitting process is a year or two out anyways, so we would have to go through the permitting process just like anybody else, which is fine. We understand that. But at least there'll be light at the end of the tunnel maybe for us. But we can approach it that way. They can table it. They can say no. And we're out of water, if you sort of, you know, no pun intended. But, you know, I think maybe that's the approach that, you know, you could make.
Would
Chief, I was just going to say, I suggest you and I connect. I'd be happy to run that with you.
Sure.
I can't hear you. No. No.
I have to go down there on the weekend. I've lost this and I've
We thought we took their
spot. A lot of
people
think that's their spot.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, first come, first serve. But yeah. There are people that.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we made sure of that.
Yeah, well, you know, first come, first serve. I mean,
yeah.
You can come from Mashpee.
Yeah.
Or you can come from P-Town. You know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the same people that need the boat at some point. Hopefully not.
Yes, right.
You know, they're complaining about the response time.
That's when we ride to the chief.
Yeah, that's
when
we
did ask if you want the boat. So we have a
fire.
Very easy to train people if you're on the dock.
Yeah.
You know, you're the owner trying to teach people.
Yeah, sure.
It's
no, I agree.
Yeah. Yes, they actually are.
I'm just curious, you know, if we got rid of the boat, the boat's gone, and there's a problem, who responds?
Well, that would be mutual aid. That would be mutual aid from Mashpee to Centerville Hospital. However, there is a committee right now, a marine task force that we're part of right now, Katuwit is, and they want to convert three marine units to one incident. So if we have an incident in Katuwit, we're automatically calling Centerville Hospital. They being the Coast Guard wants this. They want us to send Centerville Hospital, they want us to send Mashpee and ourselves, that three units, and they'll come along if they need to. And that was the Marine Task Force that we have in place now. If we do take ours out, then they'd be calling Falmouth or they'd be calling Dennis to come this way or Mashpee.
Okay. So if we place a call, if there's somebody out having a heart attack on Sanford Island,
mm-hmm.
who comes? With us not having both Falmouth?
It would be Center Velocity. That would come. Yep.
Or
Mashpee.
Or Mashpee.
Yeah.
But Mashpee's way over, right?
Mashpee's not even in the water. It's in the station. So there'll be... Yeah.
It's better be a slow building heart attack.
Yeah, and Centerville Hospital is where?
It's off of a private dock at the marina.
Oyster Harbor.
Yeah, Oyster Harbor. Oyster Harbor, yep. Private dock there.
Thank you, Chief.
I appreciate your offer to work with the Chief on seeing about putting something in front of the Waterways Commission. I think it's worth a shot, and we ought to see, and particularly if the district and the association combination, I don't imagine it would be all that expensive to buy a T-end floating dock.
I'd be willing to bet we could get a donated one, because mm-hmm. there's harbors or marinas that upgrade, and they have stuff they want, there's good stuff they can use. So
mm-hmm.
Now you're talking two different animals. You're talking about the town that owns the dock, and you want to put an appendage on there for the district. You know, that's going to cause a lot of hassle.
Well, I do know that the town owns the one at Blish Point, too, and Barnstable, and they've given us a slip there. They gave us, with our 27-foot whaler that we have, with twin outboards, they put us right there at the gangplank going down. So, and we had asked to put us anywhere.
How many slips in that marina?
There's quite a bit of slips
75?
There. Oh, there's got to be that or more.
Okay,
yeah.
What do we have on our dock?
We don't have any, we
four
don't really,
slips.
Yeah.
There's four slips on that town dock.
Right, but there is no dinghies on those slips either. You know, we have a lot of dinghies out here where, like a Howard Boat Yard, has three dinghies that people can use. They're communal dinghies. They go out, get their boat, bring it back, drop it back off, and off they go.
They used to do that over in French Cove.
Right. And
every once in a while, they'd take off with their sailboat and leave the dinghy on there, and nobody'd be able to go out and get the dinghy.
Right, right. I mean, you know...
I've seen all this since 1973.
Right, right. Right, I mean, you know, those are just some suggestions that are out there that I've seen. You know, so, I mean... It's important to this fire department if we have a boat that we utilize the boat. And I appreciate all the help and all the work that you folks can do with us on this.
And if we got it, we sell that boat and got inflatable.
A rigid hull inflatable.
Good size inflatable.
We can launch that anywhere.
You could launch that anywhere.
Yep.
The same thing coming into to Samson's Island.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go in
right.
that boat
right.
in very close to the island except down at the point.
That's right.
You know, so if you're up at Sleepy Hollow and somebody down at the point, you know, needs...
That's right.
Rescue.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we do have that flat bottom rigid hull. So in cases like that we know that site for low, then we send both boats, actually. You know, but yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. It's tight.
Chief, let's make that part of the conversation.
Okay. All right. Great.
Appreciate that. I think we're gonna look into the value of that boat versus what we could trade it in for and give up a different style.
Association. Yeah, association. Yeah. Yeah, we donate it back to the association and let them. Yeah. So, you know, we would do that or whatever. But, you know, but that's part of the conversation we can have, you know? We can have that part of the conversation. And we can do that, and we can talk about what direction.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be
at least
time well spent to at least
yeah.
explore what we
exactly.
can do with it.
I appreciate your time. Thank you. Okay. New business is personnel. We do have an opening, as you know. And we do have 60 days to fill this slot according to our contract. So April 14th, it goes out this Good Friday. It goes out in the paper for a day because that's our obligation to put it out for a day. We have to get everything back April 21st, the week later, next Friday by 4:30, 16:30 hours. Once we get those packets together, then we'll have a hiring process, and we can have someone hired within the middle of May or prior to maybe the beginning of May. And that's what I'm hoping. We may run a little bit over, so I will ask the union members if we could work out some kind of an agreement of going over my 60 days, and it'll be over about 10 days probably, you know, looking at it. We could expedite it and get it in quicker, which we're going to try to do, but we're looking at around May 6th to May 14th to have someone hired. So, and we'll have that. The packets are all ready. Administrative assistant just put them all together today, and they're ready. They're ready for Friday. So we're moving forward.
Okay.
And I'll work with the union with that, too, and we'll go from there. And on personnel, I also would like to, I know I brought that up to the district. I did not have that printed out, the letter of accommodation for that gentleman that's sitting right there, Lieutenant William McNamara. He doesn't know anything about this. Now he does. And his crew for doing a great job on the engine. You know, we thought that was fantastic. So you'll be getting something soon for your jacket and a few others. I appreciate all the effort and hard work you've done. Thank you.
And that will be from all of us.
Yes. Yes. You'll be all signed it. Yes. And thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. Sure, absolutely. Absolutely, love to do that. Absolutely, yeah. We have a great team, no doubt. Great fire department. Thank you.
We don't have any additional warrants in front of us, so that brings us to the end of the agenda. Consider a motion to end.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
In favor?
Hadley.
Pisano?
Conley.
Done.